This is data lead dictator in progress. Node page name Blackman, BLACKMON, net KEANETTE. Date of birth 2/2/1955. Place Future Care Charles Village. Date of service 5/30/2023. 5/30/2023. History of presentation. This is 68-year-old female. She has been admitted to solitude rehab because of generalized weakness, fall, previous CVA with the left side weakness, coronary artery disease, AFib not in a coagulation due to risk of fall and nosebleed. She has labile blood pressure and mood disorder and periodically refusing medication. Today, when I saw the patient, she's lying on the bed. No distress, but she feels like sleepy. She doesn't answer any question properly. She wants to sleep, doesn't want to be bothered. Visual system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no hamstring, musculoskeletal, no pain, neuro, no syncope. Physical exam, picking the awake, no acute distress, lying on the bed. Blood pressure is 168/90, pulse 66, temperature 98.3 Fahrenheit, respiration 18. Neck supple, longevity, chest, non tender, lungs clear, heart, SMS2, abdomen soft, non tender, muscle positive, extremities. No edema. Neuro, she's awake to response, but go back to sleep. She does have residual weakness from the previous stroke. Assessment, uncontrolled hypertension. I have discussed the nursing staff, and the nurse told me she has been refusing all the medication today. Number two, previous CVA. Number three, coronary artery disease. Number four, mood disorder. Number five, hypothyroidism. Number six, history of hyperlipidemia. Plan of care will continue her current medication. She's already on psych medication. Will get psych reevaluation. I will check her UA and BNP tomorrow. And case plan discuss the nursing staff. Next patient is Chalk, CHALK, Barbara, BARBARA. Data service 5/30/2023, place Future Care, Charles Village. Date of birth for this patient is 6/29/1959. History presentation. This is a 63-year-old female. She's admitted to the nursing rehab because she has a severe peripheral vascular disease. She's transposed to right lower extremity thrombectomy. AFib, diabetes, and hypertension. She has been in anticoagulation. And she's here for the rehab today. No shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting. Past medical history, coronary artery disease, paroxysmal AFib, hypertension, left upper extremity DVT, peripheral vascular disease, instead of thrombectomy and bare metal stent placement, history of hyperlipidemia, hypertension. It was system, no headache, dizziness, sore throat, no inhalation, pulmonary, cough, cardiac, and chest pain, and long-term musculoskeletal. Some pain and aches in the leg, neuro, no syncope, physical, patient is awake, alert, oriented, and three. Blood pressure 130/65, pulse 70, temperature 98, respiration 18. Next and next upon next and chest, non tender lungs, clear, heart, SMS, problems are non tender also positive extremities. No edema, no cough, tenderness, neuro, she's awake, alert, oriented, and three. moving all families equal, cranial nerves are intact. Assessment number one, amplitude dysfunction. Number two, peripheral vascular disease. Number three, lower extremity pain and aches due to PVD. Number four, diabetes. Number five, hypertension. Number six, history of hyperlipidemia. Plan of care will continue our current medication. Continue PTOT. Next patient is Kibble, K-I-B-B-L-E. Kibble Nasiya, K-I-B-B-L-E, N-A-C-E-A, date of birth 9/3/1947. The data service 5/30/2023, place future care, Java Village. Patient seen to a subacute rehab follow up. Patient has been seen. He has been doing no headache, cleanliness, no shortness of breath, no chest pain, no nausea, no vomiting. She has a left lower extremity wound with surrounding cellulitis. Today, when I saw her, she was getting somewhat agitated and questioning. Doesn't want to be bothered, but no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, history of STEMI, status post PCI with drug eluting stent placement to RCA in 2022. History of anemia, COPD, generalized weakness. And the recent cellulitis or lower extremity. Physical exam. Patient is awake, alert. Sitting on the bed, no acute distress. Blood pressure 136 over 69, pulse 79, temperature 98.6, respiration 18. Next, pulsivity, chest, not tender, lungs, clear, heart, Mr. Webber, soft, not tender, vascular, positive extremity, left lower extremity, wound with surrounding cellulitis. Neuro, she's a vehicle, oriented, time 3, getting agitated and questioning. Medication reviewed, lab reviewed, assessment, left lower extremity ulcer, wound with cellulitis. Next line, coronary artery disease, next line, generalized weakness. Plan of care will continue, antibiotics, oral, local skin care, coronary artery disease, medical management, history of COPD will nebulize the treatment PRN. Will develop periodic agitation, will get psych evaluation. Next patient is Murray, M-U-R-A-Y, Tyrone, T-Y-R-O-N-E. Murray, Tyrone. Place future care. Charles Willis. Date of birth for this patient is 5/11/1953. The follow up progress note, date of service 5/30/2023. Patient seen today for follow up at subacute rehab. Patient has a history of cancer, larynx, status post laryngectomy, tracheostomy, squamous cell carcinoma of the tongue, status post. Surgery, embolization, right external carotid, let us post chemotherapy. Patient was admitted to the hospital recently. leukocytosis, WBC count was 17,000. Chest X-ray suggestive of consolidation pneumonia. Patient was given IV antibiotics. In the hospital, she was also not aware of the RVR. Patient has significant tumor, has previous tracheostomy and GTU placement, not able to swallow. He also has difficulty speaking. While in the hospital, because of face of the RVR, cardiology consulted, metoprolol dose was adjusted. He was recommended to continue Eliquis. Patient was seen by palliative care consultation team in the hospital. After discussion with the patient and his wife, he agreed for hospice care. The patient was sent to the subacute rehab for continuation of care and continued kind of medical management. Today, when I saw the patient, he denies any headache, shortness of breath, no fever, no chills, and he agreed for the hospice care as a per discussion for the hospital also. Past medical history, coronary artery disease, COPD, PVA, TIA, hypertension, hypothyroidism, renal cancer, status post-surgery, status post-chemotherapy, history of PE, history of CDF colitis, history of COPD, and history of CVA. Current medications reviewed, nervous system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, GA, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital, urinary hematuria, neurons, syncope, physical, patient is awake, alert, lying in the bed, has expressive difficulty speaking, but he's able to understand when you ask a question. Blood pressure is almost 6/78, pulse 88, temperature 97.4 Fahrenheit, respiration 18. Neck supple, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs bilateral, bronchi, diminished pressure from the bases, heart has most two open, soft, not tender, bars from positive. G tube in place, extremity, no edema, he's awake and alert, lying on the bed, no distress assessment. Patient has been admitted with cancer larynx. Number 2, cancer tongue. Number 3, history of laryngectomy. Tracheostomy stoma in place. Dysphagia status post-bag placement. History of CVA. History of coronary artery disease. History of COPD. Plan of care. Hospice care as a recommendation from the hospital and also the patient and his wife both agreed. Gilchrist Hospice has been consulted. We'll follow up the recommendation, monitoring closely, and keep the patient comfortable as much as we can. In the meantime, patient will be monitored daily basis. Next patient is William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A, date of service 5/30/2023, place, Future Care Charles Village, subject to patient seen in follow-up at the subacute rehab. Patient subjective patient seen to have a follow-up at the rehab. Patient was hospitalized. John Hopkins Bayview Medical Center. She has a suppurative hidradenitis. And she underwent surgery bilateral groin excision. And partial closure. Patient initially had a Foley catheter, the hospital subsequently that was removed, but she was sent to a subacute rehab. Patient was admitted here. So while here, patient has been followed by wound team, and yesterday patient was complaining of the day before dysuria, this and urine analysis, because she also had the WBC, PBC showing the leukocytosis and dysuria, and the urine analysis suggested UTI. The patient was restarted an antibiotic again. The patient was seen by wound team and they recommended Foley catheter to avoid contamination of the wound. And that was inserted as per wound team recommendation. Today, the patient was supposed to go to follow up John Hopkins Bayview wound clinic, but she was not able to go today. The patient told me because of transportation issues and has been rescheduled for June 1st. Otherwise, at present, the patient has no headache, no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting. Nervous system, headache, dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, cough, cardiac, chest pain, GI, and vomiting, musculoskeletal. Some pain and aches in the ground area, genital urinary, no hematuria, has some dysuria, musculoskeletal, no pain. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, time 3, cooperative, blood pressure 125 over 68, pulse 86, temperature 98.8, respiration 18, cardiac, mechanical, cardiac, 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 no urinary discharge, throat clear, except from JVD, chest, and tender, lungs clear, not as soon as to diagonal abdomen of non-trend bowel from positive extremities, no edema. Bilateral groin and wound, left groin wound, the dehiscence present, no discharge noted. Neurosis is awake, alert, entered M3. Ambulatory lab review, patient still has a leukocytosis. Assessment and plan, patient has been admitted. With deconditioning, recent bilateral groin hidradenitis, suppurative stereotoxicity, and partial closure. Next line diabetes mellitus, next line hypertension, next line COPD, next line hypothyroidism, next line stable bipolar and schizoaffective disorder. Your plan of care will continue local skin care. Current patient will start on CS with a UTI and started on safety diet, will continue antibiotic for UTI. Continue all our current medication as per ordered. We'll follow up labs, care plan discuss with the nursing staff. This is the end of the recreation. Thank you.